Hello, women of power and spirit. Our prescription for today is from March 10th, 2017, and it goes like this. If you want to bring some sparkle into your life, speak beautiful words. When I began studying sound medicine, I learned very quickly that words are the sounds, sacred or not so sacred, that you put out into the world every day. They are the sound medicine you share unconsciously and consciously, regularly. Sacred scriptures from around the world tell us one of the earliest expressions of creation was, and still is, sound. So the sounds you make matter. If you are wanting to heal or manifest at a greater level, one of the best things I think you can do for yourself is to become conscious of your words. Are your words inviting or are they harsh? Are your words complimentary or critical? Are your words shaming or uplifting? Of course, most of us have some blend of both harsh and inviting words, critical and complimentary. One of the great opportunities we have is to think and speak words that sparkle. I like the idea of sparkle because it takes it out of good or bad. It's just the energy that you want your words to evoke in others and in yourself. What are those words? What are the ones that make you and others feel really good about yourselves? These are the words that see the good in others and through your acknowledgement draw out more of their radiant beauty and your own. The more toxic your thoughts and words are about yourself and others, the more uncomfortable you are in your life, either because your body suffers physically or you are burdened emotionally. The brighter and kinder your thoughts and words, the more healing energy you give to all the systems of your body, and you bring that same energy into your mind and your spirit. Think for a minute about someone you know who uses beautiful words. They use kind words, encouraging words, and share uplifting stories. They speak to your potential, and they are generally happy. How do you feel around people who use beautiful words? How do you feel when you are using beautiful words? Grab your journal. Here is an exercise to do. Write down answers to these questions. When do you tend to use beautiful words? Then ask this one. When do you tend to speak negatively? See if you can find the patterns there. What happens just before you are using beautiful words? What happens when you're just about to say something negative? What's happening just before you go into negative mode? Here's another question. What could you say or do for yourself to love and reassure the part of you that is feeling negative? Here's one last question. What mantra of beautiful words could you create for yourself that encourages you to stay in a beautiful and sparkling mindset? What mantra could you create? Then I invite you to take that mantra into the holding meditation to reinforce the sparkling reality you are choosing to create with beautiful words. I'll see you there.